It's a lot of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen.
Thank you.
Is it on?
Hello.
Is it recording?
Hello. Take what?
It's
take four?
18. We're here.
Hi, y'all.
Oh,
how
my
we
God.
Doing?
It's finally recording.
Finally recording. This is like our at least our third time trying to get this together.
Yeah,
for
I'm glad
people.
It's just finally on.
Finally here.
Anyways, welcome to
Wig
and Wiglets. Collard greens
and cornbread. Flag and a song.
Flag, flag, flag. Everything flag.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
We here. We here.
Oh, happy day.
I know. Where's your drink at,
Ratchet
girl?
Ratchet here, honey. Oh,
cheers.
Happy day. Cheers.
It's our inaugural episode.
Inaugural.
Can you believe
episode.
It? Finally.
It will never be a first.
We've been talking about this for, I don't even know how long.
Too long.
And here we are, finally.
Together as one.
Yeah, starting
Wig and Wiglet.
This thing.
A name's Henry Slash, a.k.a.
Henry.
Wig Dalencourt. And if you want to look for me on Facebook, it's not Dalencourt. It's Honoré. Henry Honoré, which is my middle name. Get it together. Don't hate on it.
Continue.
From the Dirty Dirty / New Orleans. If you haven't been there, get there. It is a place that you will never forget / never remember because you'll be too damn drunk.
This sounds like us every weekend.
Us.
Okay.
Don't bring me to it. Us. Don't you dare.
Okay.
Been up here playing football.
Yeah, how long have you been playing?
God, I think it's been like 5 seasons. I don't know, maybe 6. Who knows?
No, 6 years.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Seasons,
my bad.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It gets confusing.
Yeah.
It feels like we've been here for like forever. Like some of these fools who've been here for 20 years.
Yeah,
girl.
I got walkers to get on and off the field. Golly, like, I mean, give it up. I guess I'll go now. I mean,
yeah, go ahead, girl.
I'm Caden Shaw. I'm from Jacktown, Mississippi,
okay.
a.k.a. Jackson.
I was about to say, what the hell is Jacktown?
It's
did you
say,
get a letter?
Learn it.
Y'all call it Jacktown?
No, Jackson.
But where did this nickname for Jacktown come
know.
From?
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
probably.
Oh.
Anyways, I have
you
been...
You said don't worry about it. I'm done. Moving on. Continue.
I have been in Boston
let
for 9 years. I've been
You've
playing,
been here that long?
Uh-huh. It's 9, actually, this month. I've been playing in this
oh,
league.
Oh, happy anniversary. That's so cute.
Thanks. I have been playing in this league for 5 or 6 years, I would say. I don't know how many seasons that is. I don't... When did we first meet?
Couldn't tell you, girl. I barely remember what my birthday year
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Ain't that the... No, I'm trying to think. Well, okay,
Get it out.
I know, I'm working
get
on
it. Out.
We were at the park behind Kearney Hospital,
uh-huh.
Dorchester Park. You were sitting in the middle on this chair in your little light blue crop top. I came across the field.
Light
was
blue,
like,
# baby blue, because I was on Papa Smurf.
Who is Papa Smurf?
Papa Smurf is David Lopes. He was my
oh,
first captain.
Lord.
Yeah,
that's
I was a weightless
if
baby.
I've ever seen one, honey.
So to all you weightless babies, dreams do come true.
Okay.
Dream
yeah,
big enough and
do come true,
it will
girl.
Come true, child.
Yeah, I don't know if dreaming big enough is to have David Lopes get you off the weightless.
Oh, no,
but...
she didn't. No, she's eating good. That was.
I am joking.
I thought it was hot outside, but Lord have mercy, it just got cold up in
I
here.
I am kidding. So, yeah.
Wait, do you remember who your first captain ever was?
Yeah, Bob Giannino.
Oh, cute.
Giannino Racine.
She's still around, isn't she?
Yeah, I think
Her
so.
Her husband.
Yep. Anyways, I was walking across the field. You had on a light blue crop top. I said something.
It was probably rude.
That's not
and
nice.
Nasty and
no,
low down and funky. You know.
It was probably super sweet.
Okay.
And anyways, I think we just saw each other a bunch after that, and I don't know, just figured out we're both
clicked.
From the south
mm-hmm.
and the south. And so yeah, we are doing this podcast weekly.
Oh, God. Pray for us, girls.
So we are excited to start something new. It was my idea. I'm
okay.
not going to
tell
you.
Okay,
my own
okay,
board.
Okay. Wait a second. Now, you can get like partial credit for being like, I got to sit up
you
today.
You got to sit up.
Okay, you can get partial credit, but you ain't taking full credit.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to be like spilling tea. We're doing our little recaps of the week's games prior.
previews for the week before, volunteer opportunities.
Talking about who's hot, who's not up on the field.
Throwing shade. It's all fun.
All fun.
All fun shade.
So, like, do not get offended if you hear your name.
We are coming from a place. You should actually feel honored.
Boom! I like that, the way that thought process. Feel honored.
Yes, we love everybody. We are not trying to bring anyone down by doing this. We're throwing out a little shade.
It's all love, honey.
We're going to talk about league social events and also your team socials, which we need to know all the tea about. Who passed out? Who got the most turnt?
Who was tonguing who?
Just send us an email. We'll get to that later. And we'll have some guest interviews. Guest interviews. That's going to be, I think, one of my favorite parts. Guest interviews. We're going to have some questions for them, obviously. Play some games.
Sit back, buckle up, because it's going to be a good season, girl.
I'm so excited. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
All right. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Here we are with our commissioner.
Yes, commissioner. Hello, sir.
Hello, governess. Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Introduction to Ken Westerman, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Westerman, commish. Clap, clap, applause. Finger snaps all the way.
Ken, how long have you been commissioner? Tell us a little bit more about commissioner, what your job is, the board.
About who you are.
Yeah.
So I've been part of the league for 11 years, and I've been on the board for, this is my sixth year on the board, but I've been commissioner now for about 5 months.
Oh, wow.
When Danny Terrell stepped down to move to San Diego for love, he abdicated, and here I am. I was elected in, and here we are.
So what does, I have a question, what does like the role of commissioner, what, as commissioner, what is your role? What do you do?
I have the luck of overseeing this amazing board of 11 other people besides myself. And we oversee the growth, but also the continuity and the continuing of our program, right? Of flag football. As you guys know, we are 20 years old this year. So we started with Robert Sauer's ad in the paper 20 years ago. 20, girl. Yeah.
20 years.
20 almost years. Legal almost legal to drink. Well, if we go to Canada, we could drink, right? So, like, unfortunately, Hawaii won the gay bowl bid for 2020. But if Canada would have won, we could have been drinking in Canada. So it would have been a good time. My job is to oversee the league, right? Our mission is to, break down stereotypes and to promote community. And that's what we're doing, right? We do that through a variety of things, both on and off the field. We play sports on Saturday, and we also give back during the course of the season. Our goal is to give back, 2,000 hours this year, plus scholarships and other fun things too.
That's awesome. I love that you said job, because having been like on the board, it is like a second job, and people don't necessarily. It's one of those thankless jobs where people don't necessarily realize how much work and effort you put into it. So again, thank you. I hope you're having a good first five months.
And I get
I love it. If I didn't like it, I wouldn't have done it, right? I mean, Henry, you were on the board for 2 years, and you know what it's like. Mm-hmm. It is thankless, but at the same time, it's worth it. I was just telling the board last week,
clearly
seeing the smiles of people's faces at the opening party 2 weekends ago, that makes it all worth it to me. And seeing we had 55 new people in the league this season with more on the wait list, right? So for me, that's a huge thing.
So you mentioned the 20th anniversary. This is the 20th year. Is there anything going on for that we can talk about or that you can tell the people about? Do we have a party or anything planned?
Oh, we have a huge homecoming party that's been planned for us. Our homecoming is going to start the weekend of Columbus Day weekend. So starting on the October 4th, which is that Thursday, we have things planned. We have a kickback karaoke night at Machine.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? So make sure
you
come
to warm up my vocals.
Song. That's right. Come with the song. Right. Don't. And then Friday the 5th, we're doing a Friday Night Lights toss back at M Street Fields, where it originally started. So we're going to have games at M Street, pickup games, along with a food truck and a beer tent. Sam Adams donated some beer to us. We're going to do that. Then October 6th, we have Friends and Family Day for our regular season. So we're inviting old captains to come back and help captain teams. And then we have drag brunch on Sunday morning, the 7th.
I think people might be seeing us in that. I'm not sure
people
yet.
People might be seeing you guys in that. That's a possibility. and then on Sunday, October 7th, starting at 6 p.m., we have a 20th anniversary celebration co-hosted by Dave Hamilton and myself at Royale.
Fun. Well,
that's a jam-packed weekend.
That is jam-packed
weekend. You got it.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm already exhausted.
Yeah, thinking about it.
Excited about the drag show. That'll be fun. I mean, Friday Night Lights, that'll be dope too.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for giving people a little insight of what you do and telling us about that 20th anniversary party. Would you be down to play a game with us?
Yeah, I'm down to play a game. Yes, let's do it.
Henry, go ahead.
Introduce you to Plead the Fifth. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, man.
I'm sure some of you guys out there know this game. So, Ken, we're going to ask you five questions, right? You don't know what the five questions are. Ladies and gentlemen, he does not know what the five questions are. We ensure that. So you have the option of answering all of the questions, or you have two chances to plead the fifth, okay? So you can plead the fifth to two of the five questions. But again, you don't know what the five questions
are. I'm nervous already. All right.
We made sure they're not like too much, but they are just enough, okay?
Yeah, okay. So the first question, top or bottom?
Can I say I'm verse?
Okay.
Depends on the guy. Really does.
Come through versatility. In the league, how many people have you canoodled with? That could be kissing. That could be holding hands. That could be adult
texting, sexting.
So I mean, the funny thing is that I dated a guy for 9 of my 11 years in the league. So my answer is gonna be a very small answer, but it's like less than 10.
Okay.
Ken Westerman.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Wiglet.
If you could make a rule, change, add, or take away anything from the league without having it to go through the board, what would it be?
You know, so this is something that I absolutely love. I love punting in the NGFFL, and I wish our fields were bigger and wider so we could actually punt. I would love to see punting in our league. Unfortunately, our fields are only 70 yards long versus 100, and only 30 yards wide versus 35. But gotcha. I would love to see punting.
That's a good one. I didn't think about that.
All right. If you had your pick of the cream of the crop in the league, like the hottest of the hottest, who would it be?
Ooh, I kind of want to plead the fifth, but
I mean, this is question 4. You could.
I could. I'm going to say Henry Delancourt is my cream of the crop, girl.
That is pretty much pleading the fifth.
I'll give you legs and body all day long.
Okay,
this last one is a good one. So I hope you don't plead the fifth. But
all right. If there was one former commissioner you had to vote first off the island, who would it be?
Oh,
come
shit.
On. Come on.
You know, I mean, as I think about things.
Well, let's go through commission. Wait, let's I never had to serve real quick.
I never had to serve with Robert Sauer. Robert Sauer was our founder and first commissioner, so never had to serve with him. He's a good golf partner, so I kind of like Robert. So I'm not going to vote him off.
Y'all ain't going to be golfing on the island.
We could be golfing on the island. You never know. then there was Gary Shearer, who he has an award after him as well. Gary was commissioner for multiple years, and he kind of helped to guide the league through the growth phase.
Yeah.
Then Richard, who was commissioner, I think, for four years. Then Hammy, who had four years, and then Danny.
My heart's racing. I can't wait.
So if I had to vote somebody off first, who would I vote off?
Oh my word.
You guys can
cook him and eat him over the fire if you need it.
Hand over the fire. I want a bigger person then, right? So I should think about a bigger person. But I'm as much as I love Danny. I'm voting Danny off the island first.
Danny, y'all ain't gonna have much to eat there, girl.
Yeah,
we're gonna be starving because
they're having you for dinner, Danny.
Gain some weight, girl. Gain some weight. Come on.
Well, Ken, we know your time is tight. We certainly appreciate you joining us for this
segment
and being our first guest. And we will see you at the fields this weekend.
I can't wait. Thank you, girls. Good luck. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Talk to you again.
All right. Talk to you soon, guys. Bye.
Have you ever had to go number 2 at the fields and the porta potty line was super long?
Or it's too hot and you don't want to smell that stinky, funky porta potty.
Or you had the 8:30 a.m. games and Paul Santos isn't there to unlock the porta potty yet.
Well, all you gotta do is click your heels 3 times and you'll end up at
Kearney Hospital,
where they've got AC, a private bathroom,
Dunkin' Donuts,
so you can get yourself some coffee to help exercise those booty demons.
Get them out, sis. So look no farther than Kearney Hospital if you've gotta go number 2 on game day.
Cause when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Me up.
Lord have mercy. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. the patience you need to deal with this one, I swear to Lord Jesus. Okay, continue. Yeah, let's get this party started.
2018 flag football season has commenced with clinic day, open play day. What do they call it
now? It's clinic day now, like opening weekend, clinic day, and then...
How was?
It's a great day for the new peeps. You get to like... meet everybody, well, a lot of them, and you're out there like amongst one another, so I guess it's less anxiety, whatever, as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
But it is such a long day. Like, it's such a long day, and people just, it just goes on and on. It's gotta be good for the new people to
get out there.
It is, but it goes on and on and on.
See what we're about.
But you also, as like veterans coming back, you get to see like the fresh, tasty meat.
Ooh.
Girl, there was some delicious, delicious, delicious eye candy. And when I tell you, you had me drooling. Like, folks had... legit, I had to like make claims on a few people out there.
Well,
but
we might have to talk off the record about him.
Okay, off the record.
Anyways, it was a good day, though.
Yep, good day. I think they all had fun.
Meet the team party,
yep. It's another long day.
Why?
Because we're there, as captains, we're there from like... the butt crack of dawn until everyone shows up at 2:00 doing the draft, like picking the teams.
And if you've ever been in that room, girl,
it gets crazy.
People, I don't know, when they look at you the wrong way, honey.
Who? It's like.
See, people just ready to fight.
Okay, I don't know about fighting. Well, folks are definitely ready to like throw down in terms of like, that's my bitch. What the fuck? I almost cry.
Then when someone like picks like, you know, people who have always been together and then feelings get hurt, girl. Yeah, it's a lot. So y'all do all that before, and then Meet the Team Party was cute. I don't know if cute describes a word, like that Plinko board.
Okay, I think you are like being a little bit too hard on the Plinko. Like
the board was like, the Plinko board itself was on a budget.
Confirm nor deny.
Rickety girl.
But yeah, it show was. It kept the ball, not the ball. The Plinko thing kept stopping in the middle. And
what color did you end up with?
Fuchsia. Third season.
Again.
I know.
So 2 falls ago.
Weren't we fuchsia once?
Yeah, girl. Oh, and we won.
Wait, didn't we break the... Oh, no.
We won one game, but you know who it was against?
Who?
David Lopes. Only game of the season.
They were on that like blue team or something.
Yeah,
color,
girl.
Yeah, I do recall that. But remember the curse that color had for a while? Wait, so let's talk about who won last season, and then we'll go about talking about the folks that are the teams we think are the best in the elite national.
So, well, first of all, 350 people this
year. That's so many damn folks.
24 teams, 2 conferences.
Gays, straights, allies, all of the above.
Everything in betwixt.
Grandpas. Yeah. I'm sure they got some grandpas out there.
Yeah, I can name a couple. Anyways.
What'd you do last year? What happened to you last year? Tell us a little bit.
I had won a super fabulous bowl.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Applause. Uh-huh. And yeah, we had a great
Great stories.
Whatever. So we coming for the repeat in Royal, I know that.
Okay. What's it called? What is that saying? Lightning don't strike twice.
Yeah, okay.
Not
girl.
In the same place.
Okay, so let's go top 3 in each.
Wait,
off.
Spring. Who won Spring?
Micah Bryant.
And that kid. I don't know what his name is. He was
the
new maybe?
The quarterback, their quarterback.
Yeah, okay. He's Lopes' quarterback this year.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, so yeah, let's go.
American Conference.
Do you think is better than
the National? Totally.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate to kind of say it, but I'm thinking in the American, Rob D'Agostino, Jason Mewes, Benoit is a magician at quarterback. He knows what to do. He's got some great receivers. Other than that, I'm going to go with
These are your top three on the American side.
Jamie Morley. I think Jamie finally might have figured it out. We'll see. He's got JJ. JJ's a great quarterback. And then I guess, I don't know, is this your year? Have you learned how to play quarterback in the offseason?
First of all, don't give it to me if you don't think we got it, because I think we got it. A. Yeah, and B, don't
I'm just
come
asking
to me.
Questions.
And
I'm
I gave you an answer.
I'm being supportive.
Is that what we call it? That's interesting.
You got the American.
Interesting definition. Mine, I also have Jamie Morley.
Okay.
My former captain, I think he did a really good job this year. JJ and Kevin Welton and all these folks, I think they're going to do a really good job. Myself, clearly, because I think Carl and I did a really good job of mixing it up, getting some good folks. We got a lot of speed, we got a lot of youth. And finally, what's Joshua Talitska?
Like, yeah, I don't
as a first time ref, as a first time captain, I think he did such a good job.
He's got Jaspies.
Yeah, Jasper. Dev.
That's Devin. A cute team,
they're good looking. Thomas Allen. He wasn't at the clinic day. He's new, but he is some kind of fine child.
Oh, right, Thomas Allen. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he plays softball. But yeah, okay, next.
I don't believe. Okay, National League. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm going to go with myself, Repeat and Royal.
Okay.
I'm also going to go with
come on
Tony Artolino. Tony always finds a way to, he's got a lot of new players it looks like, but he always finds a way to make it work. And then the other one I'm gonna go with is Silver Steven Blowski. Looks like he's got some great players on that team, a lot of experience. So those are my three guys.
Well, I'm gonna also go with Tony Artolino.
Okay.
The first thing that popped out was that he has like all of the new players on his team, which is cute. Cute for him, cute for them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Let's hope it's a season where he actually gets 8 new players. That's a lot.
Well,
for
yeah, girl.
Team. I've also got you guys down.
Thank
with Josh
you,
Koenig.
Repeated Royal. R.I.R.
Good luck. I also am like super excited to see Haley Driscoll perform.
Yeah.
At the
apparently she
clinic
is
day,
something
she
else.
was something to watch.
Yeah, and we got a lot of experience on that line too. Anyway,
lastly for me is Tim Dunk the Ball, Dump the Ball, Shuffle the Ball,
always.
Walsh and Tom Salvoni, their choral team.
Yep.
He does nothing. All Tim Walsh. I take it back. It's not that you don't do anything, kid. But you go through like an entire season just dumping. I don't think I've seen you actually cock back and throw the ball.
Never, but he's a good coach. He's a good coach. Yeah. He'll coach his new players, and they'll be fine.
It'll be cute for them.
I guess we can't really preview like weak matchups, really, because we don't know what's going to happen on the field next week.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially since next week is like what's it called? Non-conference,
and then after that is only conference.
Only conference. Oh, yeah. Only conference.
I think there's another weekend.
Halloween weekend.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Any teams you want to throw a little shade to? I recall prior to recording.
Oh, yeah. Kelly Green Girl.
Oh, wait. First, hey, refs. Let's give a
shout out
to our refs.
Shout out to our refs.
Do not treat them like Serena did that umpire, because you will get kicked out of the league.
Well, no, I'm still here.
That's true. Okay, let's talk about Green.
I'm still here. Kelly Green girl. Nothing but, I don't know, veterans. I'd say the, like, well, and one new player, but everyone else on that team is a veteran. I looked over there and I was like, oh my God. And when I say veterans, like, you know what I mean. Which, you know, could work out, but
we'll see.
It, you know, could also.
Who's their captain?
Lacerdo.
Oh, she's a veteran as well.
Yeah,
so
and
she's just trying to keep it all in the family.
Brother Lacerdo on
Lord
there.
Lord have mercy.
Steve Jacobs been around a minute. Chris Swank been around a minute.
Oh, hey, Swank.
Kathy.
Oh, congratulations, Swank, on your engagement.
Taggart.
Oh, I guess Taggart's our QB.
Yeah,
he's going to be breaking fingers left
Max
and right.
Crosby, Philip Clawson. I mean, you tell me.
Okay. Well.
Anyways, we'll see what happens though. Like I said, they could. they could show up.
Show up and show out.
I mean, I want to. That would be awesome if they do. We'll see.
Alrighty. So we should go on, what, like a little quick break?
Let's go on a quick break. Come back and talk about Gabe O'Denver. All right. How was?
It was hot.
I know, that's right.
Eth, a girl. Let's tell them about it. The sun does something completely different in Denver. But
yeah,
we'll
get to it. All right.
All right.
All right, Saturday, games are done.
I'm hungry.
Thirsty, parched.
Got my eye on a cute guy. Where do I go?
Oh, I'm going to say you meet him at the Blarney Girl.
Ooh, every Saturday?
Every Saturday. Get your belongings, get your thoughts, get your wig, and head on to the Blarney after your games.
Yeah, because I want to be around people in the league, but I just don't know. I didn't know where to go, but now I know where to go. I go to the Blarney Stone.
I mean, that's where everyone's going to be. Your captains, your teammates, everyone else on the fields, they're there from the end of the first few games till the end of the day. Trust and believe.
Food's good. Drinks are good. Atmosphere is great. Football on the TV. What else can you ask for? I'll see you at the Blarney Stone on Saturday.
Yep. See you there, baby.
All right. Vodka soda.
Tequila ginge. Holla.
Thanks in advance.
All right, we back.
We are back.
Guess who's back in the house?
Yes. Kills click clack in the back. Five fresh feminists. Style 211. I'm 5'11. No, 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 no.
Body like, wow.
Yes. Welcome back, guys.
All right, Denver. I don't even know where this thing starts.
Weekend.
So much fun.
Like, barely have a voice right now, so forgive.
Yeah. And it was hot.
I mean, if you've ever imagined being on the surface of Mercury with no clothes,
girl,
that's what this mile high freaking sun does. It's just
not a, yeah, and it wasn't a cloud in the sky.
It made no sense.
Look, let me tell you something.
Talk.
I have never put on so much sunscreen.
And remind you guys, we are from Mississippi and New Orleans, so we know what heat is like.
But this was a different heat. Let's talk about how the teams did.
Okay, do you want to talk about how the teams did first, or do you want to talk about how hot some of these delicious men are?
We can start there.
Okay, I mean, if there's nothing else.
Okay, if you had, like, your one husband from the weekend.
Well, I'm going to have to steal yours.
No, you can't.
I'm taking him.
You can't.
Number five was delicious.
From Oregon is.
Do you remember in San Diego when I was in love with that, like, one-armed man?
I was only
man?
There for, like, a day.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I wish I had pics I could share with you. Visually, you'll just have to understand and trust.
I've been looking. I wonder if they have like a Facebook page or something. We need to find that out.
That's smart.
Anyways, but yeah, it was cute. The guys walking around spraying sunscreen. Mm-hmm. I thought that was smart.
Okay.
It was a cute idea, but none of them were anything I wanted to look
at. None of them were cute. And they were all in skimpy Speedos. All in these little skimpy things.
And none of them were cute.
And there was one that had a nice,
Okay.
Yeah, continue.
Anyways, how'd your team do? Tell me.
We did Key. Well, okay, Keish is not how we did. We were in the tournament for 60 minutes, which is cute, you know? 60 minutes is better than none. But it was a great experience, like, being on the A team, playing against, like, A players. Because it's, like, it is a whole nother level. But we could have done a lot. We could have,
there's
we
so
should have done
many
a lot
of you that I want to do well, and it just...
Yeah.
I hate to see it.
We could have, we should have done a lot better. Yeah. But oh well. We did, however, beat the defending champs of last year. 2-2 Hong Kong.
Cute.
That's about the only thing we can really.
We made it to the semi, the Boston Bulldogs, and B, we made it to
So would y'all
semis,
play fourth, third?
Third.
Cute.
So
again.
We didn't play the consolation game. So we came in third. We had a great tournament. We all got along very well. It was a lot of fun.
What I really enjoyed this year, especially, was the fact that, like, all of the Boston teams, because there were four of us here, the Bulldogs,
yeah. Brawlers.
The Bulldogs and the Longfellows in B, the Hancocks in A, and the Brawlers in C. And we all, like, supported one another, which was really,
really, really cute.
I mean, even though we're all, like, always together during, the regular season, you come out here and you grow
even closer. Yeah, you go. Yeah, you know stuff about, or you find out stuff about people that you wouldn't
good and
know.
Bad.
Yeah,
good and
yeah,
bad.
You
get a lot of secrets.
All the tea, girl.
Tons of tea, tons of tea.
So, anyways, Longfellows.
Yes,
I am so happy for
I
them.
I did. I love their cute little uniforms.
I actually, out of the four, those are my favorite.
Richard Moore, you were missed. We love you.
Yeah, I think that the Longfellows had one returning Longfellow from previous seasons.
Who?
Trevor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Speaking of Trevor, girl.
Girl, tell them. Tell the people. Tell the people.
Girl.
Tea time. Get okay. your teacups out ready.
Yeah. From a level to, like, turnt to Trevor, turnt in DC, or wherever
Denver,
we are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Denver.
He was what?
I'm saying, like, that's going to be my, the, like, the new scale. Radar, the new scale, girl.
He apparently was a mess.com.
Yeah, it was the first girl, I can't even tell you. Anyways.
Oh, by the way, Tim Walsh, yes, I'm still coming for you. You wanted to talk all that jibber-jabber. You saw what Cole did on the Brawlers the other day? He's coming for you, Hanty. You better watch your back.
Let him
go
know.
Go ahead, continue.
So, Longfellas. Richardson did a good job. Yeah, it was cute.
What about the brawls? Let's talk about the
brawls. Yes.
Congratulations,
number
brawlers.
Two, girl.
Nor. First time there was a C division and we represented.
Yep. We went in, girl.
A very close, hard fought game.
Yep.
Girl, it's hot as monkey balls up in this room.
Yeah, I know it is hot.
Lord, got a fan nowhere.
Yeah, I was happy for the brawlers. I think that they all played well. It mm-hmm. looked like they had fun. I think they had fun on and off the field. And I know actually that they had fun on and off the field because Boston Boy, who is 28 years old on Grindr.
Wait, did we figure out who that is?
Yeah, girl.
Who? Wait.
Sheathan!
Stop it.
Yes, girl.
Sheathan, when'd you get a body yaddy yaddy?
Yes, because
that picture was looking cute. But did you take that from some picture online?
Her Grindr picture.
Stop it.
Because the other day, I was like laying in bed.
I remember.
Flipping through Grindr, and I was like, who in the fresh hell is this? 28 years old. The thing says Boston Boy.
Oh,
abs are looking on point.
Yes, honey, on point.
So I had to take a poll of, I sent a screenshot.
I remember trying to figure it out
and
myself.
I was like, who in the fresh hell is it? Come to find out, it is confirmed.
Hello.
Sheathan.
If you don't know who Sheathan is, figure it out. Did you get to go to the beer tent?
No, I
Girl,
didn't at all.
David Lopes had that beer tent straight up jamming.
Wait, wow.
Jamming. So she had this like carry-on big old suitcase type thing that was like her, it was a boom box, legit a boom box. And she had it under the damn beer tent, blasting music. Like, if you went, it just felt like it was part of the Denver thing, but clearly they did not do a good job. There was, like, garbage music. Was there even any music?
Hey, look, I don't know. At least Dave Lopes was good for something this weekend.
Oh, God, because, you he's know. Coming for you again, Lopes. Lord Jesus, continue.
All
right. Now, you...
Thanks for keeping the party going, Lopes.
I am, however, going to flip the script and talk about those scrubby-ass, homeless-looking holes in every side.
My shoes!
She had, I'm telling y'all, she had on these, like, I don't know, slip-ons, house slippers that she must have had since she was in the third grade.
No.
It looked like rats had eaten at the toes. And she just got her feet just chilling. What are those about? Please tell me.
Okay, so I don't have any flip-flops at the moment, and I was packing, and I just
put
them in there.
What happened to those blue flip-flops you got from P-Town? You remember those?
Trevor took them.
Okay, Trevor. Mm-hmm. Continue. So what about those ratchet things?
I don't know. They're comfortable shoes, and they were. I didn't want to wear my tennis shoes out there. I wanted my feet to be free.
Oh, well, they get a nice breeze from
also,
hole to hole.
Also, yesterday I brought some fingernail clippers to the fields.
To do what?
Or a couple of, to clip my fingernails. And, everyone was like, oh, can I use your... I said, you want pedicure? So I was asking everybody, you want pedicure?
So...
Yeah.
Stupid. Okay. Meow. Congratulations to David Hamilton.
Oh my God. That was, I honestly, so he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, the National Gay Flag Football Hall of Fame, which is a huge
honor.
It's a huge deal. And I just had chills the whole time that I was watching his little ceremony. It was very cute.
And then Danny Terrell, of course, did his cute little montage, and at the very end of it started crying like a little baby.
Acting.
So adorable.
I think it was a little bit more acting.
Oh, he's coming for you. Okay. Oscar award winning.
Oscar award winning.
Or at least nominated.
Yeah, Kim was kind of doing it too. But
who was?
Kim. You know,
Kim,
she was,
he's coming for you, girl.
Kim.
Yes, that's who I see.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, I think that's all we got on.
All right, Denver, it was cute.
Yeah.
In three words, give me your recap of Denver. Three words.
Hot.
Yep.
All caps.
Okay.
Wait, can it be like words? Hot, sexy, and exhausting.
Ooh, okay.
You?
What?
Mm-hmm.
H-A-W-T.
Okay, baby. Come on.
Fun.
I missed that one. It was fun. Did you hook up with anybody?
Can't tell you. And Zen.
Okay, we're going to leave on that note today. Nothing Zen.
And about Zen.
Okay. All right, bye, y'all.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Yep, done. We'll see you guys.
I don't know, next week.
Well, no. Is it next week? No, we're going to talk about the teen parties next, right?
Teen parties?
I mean, not teen parties. The opening weekend, you know, no, meet your team.
We're going to have to cut all this.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No. Gable, Denver, welcome to blah, 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 meet your team party. So, yes.
We already talked about
it. No, we didn't.
Yes, we did the other day.
We already recorded it, but not in the order of the episode.
So what we recorded. Want me to do?
What do you mean, what do I want you to do? Okay, bye.
Henry.
All right, ladies.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back. So we're going to talk a little bit about this new segment called Inside the Huddle, right?
Inside the Huddle. It's going to be really cute. I'm also super excited about this segment. Henry, go ahead and tell them a little bit about it.
Inside the Huddle is going to be a real quick, like, Q&A. You guys send in questions. We give you answers.
Anonymously.
Anonymously, yeah. Anything from, like, relationships to...
Lube.
The lube, best lube. if to, there's a guy that you see, you don't know how to approach.
We can help you hook it up. Relationships. It's basically Delilah After Dark, but wig and wiglet.
Yes, Delilah. And we'll throw in a little football stuff here and there, so if you have any questions about, like, rules and stuff, we'll come up with an answer, even if it's not the right answer.
Any questions that you have, feel free to send them in. Again, these are going to be all anonymously. We ourselves won't even discuss that you sent those questions in with anybody else. So, again, we can't stress that enough. And we're also going to be doing another part called I Said What I Said.
Wait, I said what I said, but before we discuss,
I said what I said.
We got to give them the email address. It's wigandwiglet@gmail.com. So, wig, the letter N, wiglet@gmail.com. Send in the questions. We'll hook it up with the answers. But yes, so I said what I said.
I said what I said. So this little part is going to be an inspirational quote from a famous athlete or professional athlete. Anywhere from Michael Jordan to the Williams sisters to Ronda Rousey, the first one for this week that I want to do is a quote by Michael Jordan. It states, obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. I picked this one especially kind of for our new players because it's talking about how if you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. So this week when you're out on the field and you are struggling with a position or – feel like you just want to break down and cry because you don't understand something, just find a way to run through that wall, go around it, climb it, whatever you need to do, and make it happen. I think there's plenty of people out there for your support. So, like I said, you know, there's a lot of obstacles, even for returning players, you know, trying new positions or whatnot. So make sure that you give it your all and don't give up.
Listen at you. Mm-hmm. Preach it to the people.
Yes, come ma'am. On, every Sunday.
I'll be there with my Sunday
fans. Yes.
Okay. So
what you got?
I said what I said is from the one and only Venus Williams. Losses have propelled me to even bigger places, so I understand the importance of losing. You can never get complacent because the loss is always around the corner. It's in any game that you're in, a business game or whatever. You can't get complacent. So I picked that one because I feel as though life in general is all about you lose some, you win some, and you have to make sure that you're always giving your A game, or at least the best you've got at that moment. Otherwise, it's like, just be prepared to accept the loss because it's right there on the other side. So
exactly.
Regardless, of, give your all. That's all you can
100%.
Do. 100%. That's all can be expected of you.
And at the end of the day, if you're walking on the field knowing that you gave your best, you won.
Hallelujah. All right. So I guess now that we're done with that, well, thanks for listening to
thank
our
thank you so much for listening episode. To our it, we really yeah, appreciate yeah. it. We hope you all enjoy. It's only going to get better from here.
It was a lot of fun doing.
It was so much fun.
A big thanks to Ken Westerman, our guest.
Thank you, Ken. Guest. We appreciate you. What's the weather looking like this week, girl?
The weather's looking pretty fantastic for this weekend.
Yay.
As of like 2 days ago, it's supposed to be 74 sunshine and partly cloudy, so that sounds perfect to me.
Yes. All right, boo. I'll see you on the fields, and we'll see y'all on the fields this weekend.
See you guys when we see ya.
All right.
Wig.
And wiglet. Out.
We out.